By the way, the magazine industry has definitely seen better days. You know, recently our very own Blue Ink, which is responsible for lots of popular titles like Cleo, Marie Claire, Cosmopolitan and more, they had to sadly announce that they are calling it quits after the MCO was unsurprisingly the final nail in the coffin for them. But as magazines fail to make the transition to digitalization, I guess we'll only see more of this happening, sadly, unless a successful pivoting of their business model happens. But another such magazine company that might need to say goodbye is the very famous music magazine Q Magazine, based in the UK, which published their very first issue way back in October 1986. I wasn't even born.
Wow.
Published by giant publishing company Bauer Media Group, and they are sadly reviewing their portfolio to determine if they will close, sell, or move entirely to digital for their magazines. Pretty sad news, because I guess music magazines are such a cherished thing that might be a thing of a past, because I, for one, I used to read Q Magazine religiously alongside other staples like Spin Magazine and even the local ones. You know, you got Junk Magazine, which sadly isn't around anymore. Yeah. I also read ROTTW pretty religiously. Yeah.
That's up there for me.
Yeah. And back then, that was the way to discover new bands, read those album reviews. Even though I hope it doesn't happen and I hope that Q Magazine lives on, it's sad to say that I don't want to say this, but music magazines might be a thing of a past unless they evolve.
Yeah, I love magazines, and especially music magazines. I think I would definitely spend hours in the magazines section in like a bookstore, and trawl through everything from a music magazine to like, you know, magazines on guns or like, you know, military.
Yeah.
This magazine's called Tempo. It's all about like Askar things. It's really crazy. Okay, so by the way, another piece of news we have here, Lily Cornell Silver, the daughter of the late Chris Cornell, of course, former frontman of Soundgarden and Audioslave. So Lily Cornell have launched a talk program called Mind Wide Open. And this is a program to focus on normalizing conversations about mental health. She launched this on the third death anniversary of her father. Chris Cornell passed away in 2017 with depression as one of the main causes. And Lily made the announcement on her Instagram page about Mind Wide Open. It's a series that will take place on her own Instagram handle. And they've set to feature interviews with mental health professionals, public figures, and other notable guests who seek to keep the conversations surrounding mental health going. And I think she also said that the goal of Mind Wide Open is simply to normalize mental health discussions. Because especially, like, I think in Chris Cornell's case, nobody
knew about it. Even his own wife didn't know about it.
Yeah, and, you know, shortly around that same time, we also lost Chester Bennington of Linkin Park to a similar case. So Mind Wide Open has been started by Lily Cornell Silver, Chris Cornell's daughter, to normalize mental health discussion, especially now during the COVID-19 pandemic.
By the way, a lot of us consume music on the go, right? To accompany us to work or while working out. And that's the time where we listen to a lot of either podcasts or a lot of fresh new music. And a lot of thought has been put into all those small details by audio companies, I guess. You know, those features like skipping a track or pausing the music without taking out your phone, just a tap or two on your earbuds. But recently, Google has announced an experimental project called Smart Braid, where you can control music by pinching, squeezing, or even swiping your earphone cables.
That's great.
Yeah, Google has also suggested a few other ways where you could use this smart cables in other things, like, you know, adding this sort of control to the drawstrings of your hoodie to control music. Imagine wearing a hoodie and being able to control the tracks, either skipping a track by just touching or swiping the drawstring of your hoodie. Well, the future is now.
It is, and it's making its way into your clothes and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, Google's always been at the forefront of these things. I remember when they started talking about the Google Glasses, was it called?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, that in itself was a bit of a hard thing for me to wrap my head around.
Yeah, it was too ahead of its time.
And now experimental headphone cable control. I mean, it does give us a little bit of a... I mean, it does give me a little bit of annoyance when you cannot change tracks.
Yeah.
Or especially when your hands are wet, when you're working out or you know, just not able to work these headphones with at the tip of your fingers.
Yeah, and it also seemed that for a while, well, it's happening right now, but it seemed like technology was heading towards a wireless direction where they're cutting the cables for everything.
Yep.
They are even removing the headphone cable port in your handphones and stuff. But maybe the future is cable things again. I'm sure all the purists, audio purists out there will be very happy to know this because they believe that cables give you more superior audio quality, and I don't disagree with that as
well. Yeah, there's some kind of latency to wireless things, right?
Right,
there's
yeah.
a bit of a lag and that disrupts the experience.
Definitely. So that's been our By The Way. We're after this, got some Malay Raya tunes for you.
Yes, Raya's coming up, guys.
Yeah, so stay tuned. We'll be back right after some short messages right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.